Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is especially the epistle lesson from 1 Peter chapter 3, reading again verse 15. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. So far, our text. If you've been reading along in the Believe books as far as we're going through this process, you maybe read Pastor Frazee's description that at one point they took a survey of all of the 30 things that we're looking at in Believe, all the beliefs, the practices, the values, and so on, to see where people ranked with them. And ranking right at the bottom last was this one, gentleness. That's kind of easy to understand, isn't it? That gentleness would be a very difficult thing for people to have, especially in our world today as sinful human beings, a world that is filled with trouble and suffering, as our text talks about, a world where we find ourselves having anxiety and fear and troubled hearts. When that's what's going on inside us, when there is turmoil and struggle going on inside us, not very easy to be gentle. Our text, indeed all of our texts today, point us to the fact that in order for us to be gentle, we need a calm spirit. We need a strength of maturity that gives us an inner calmness, an inner peace in the midst of all of the anxiety, fear, and trouble. In Peter, we say, have no fear of them, nor be troubled, for in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy. He points to the one place where we can find that inner strength, that inner peace, that calm heart, and that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that what Jesus said in our gospel lesson when he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. That anxiety, that struggle, that weight that is upon us. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It is in Jesus that we find the rest, the calmness, the gentleness that we need to be gentle. Truly, it is only from our God who gives us gentleness, who is himself gentle with us. As I was preparing for this sermon and thinking about the fact that, again, as with all of these virtues, the greatest example is our God himself. And I thought about what is behind God's gentleness toward us. Why is he gentle with us? Why can Jesus say, I am gentle and lowly in heart? Toward a sinful human being, a sinful nation, a sinful world that is constantly going against him. We are told many times in scriptures, God is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. It is God's love that enables him to be gentle with us, a love that expresses itself in mercy and forgiveness. It's what Peter points to in our text. Before Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. It is because of God's mercy and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. God's love expressed in the sacrifice of His own Son that we find God's ability to be gentle with us. His wrath is appeased. His anger is gone. The sin is removed in Christ. And now, in His love and in His mercy and in His forgiveness, God can be gentle and lowly in heart toward His people. Peter talks about God's patience waiting in the days of Noah. God is patient with us. That's part of His gentleness. That's part of His love, His mercy for us. It is because God is patient. It is because of God's love. It is because of His mercy. It is because of His forgiveness that we experience the calm and lowly heart of God, the gentleness that comes from Him. No wonder in our key verse it says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all," from Philippians 4:5. "The Lord is near." The Lord is near. That's what enables you and I to find that calmness, that gentleness for ourselves. That inner strength comes not from ourselves, it comes from the Lord who is near. Again, Peter would say, "Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ, the Lord, as holy. Be prepared to make a defense to anyone for the reason for the hope that is in you, having a good conscience." A good conscience. Because the Lord is near to us. A good conscience that knows that our sins are forgiven in Christ. A good conscience that knows whose we are. Again, Peter talks about Christ suffering for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, that we might be His. And then he points to baptism. He says, "Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience." It is in baptism that we are washed clean from our sin. It is in baptism that we are given a good conscience. It is in baptism that we know whose we are. We become, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, children of God. That's who we are. And knowing who we are gives us strength and peace in our souls in the midst of our sufferings. It is in holy baptism that you and I receive what those disciples received on Pentecost. Pentecost, the celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit being poured out on God's people to fill them with a strength and a power and a confidence that enabled them to conquer a world with the gospel. And that same strength, that same confidence, that same power dwells in you and I because we are baptized children of God. God lives within us. And as He dwells in there, as we have and as we know that strength for us, then there comes this rest that Jesus talked about. This rest for our souls. This calmness of heart and mind in the midst of our troubles. Because we know that we will suffer. That's very clear. At least three times in this epistle lesson from Peter, he talks about the suffering that we must struggle with. That suffering that gives us all of that anxiety, that makes us troubled of heart, that gives us that fear, all of those sufferings that we struggle with every day. We know that we will have them. We can't help but have them. We live in a sinful world. But we know that we face those sufferings not alone, but yoked to Jesus. That he is bonded to us in baptism. In the love of God, he dwells within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that we never face any of our sufferings alone. That God is right there with us, empowering us, blessing us, guiding us, protecting us as we go through all of these sufferings. Again, we know whose we are. We know who dwells in us, and we know who is in control. Hear it again. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers, having been subjected to him. Who's in control of this world? Who is in control of your life? Who is the one who stands with you? Is it not your own Savior who died for you, who loves you, and who will never leave you? He is the one who has love and mercy and patience and forgiveness for you. He is the one who can calm your spirit, who can give you that inner strength so that as you face this world, as you face the sufferings of life, you can face it with a calmness, a peace, a strength that comes from your God. Have no fear, nor be troubled. But keep in your hearts Christ. There you will find what you need in order to be gentle as you share God's love, mercy, patience, and forgiveness with others. May your gentle God bless you to be gentle in your life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ, the gentle one that empowers you to be gentle as well. Amen.